Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We continue to uncover more doctor's offices moving toward what has developed as a trend in healthcare over the past several years, known as direct primary care via membership programs, which means they do not contract with insurance companies. Chris McCarthy is co-founder and chief medical officer with Palmetto Proactive Healthcare, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
So we started in 2010 out of mainly a strive to improve the quality of medical care for our patients, but also for our physicians. I think a lot of folks can feel the frustrations of the current medical system, and the pandemic certainly has probably exacerbated that. And so we decided, you know, there's got to be a better way. We like how healthcare used to be practiced, where it was the doctor and a patient without having the insurance companies or administration or anything in the way. So we started in 2010 and have added four offices over the last 10 years.
Well, walk us through a little bit more on how direct primary care, membership programs, how all of this works.
For direct primary care, it's direct, so it's really between the patient, or in some cases their employer, and the physician or the medical facility. By using this direct primary care method, we've cut out insurance, basically, and so our overhead is probably half of what the traditional model is, and by doing that, we're able to decrease the price that we pass on to our patients. The bigger trend in indirect primary care has been more the membership model, so we had started out with the fee-for-service, which we still do, but we found it difficult for some patients to be able to pay for all of their care all at one time, and so we've come up with a membership model, so it's a flat monthly rate, and then basically all the care that we can provide in the office is covered. It's free. So there's no copay. You come in as often as you need.
The membership model, then, if there's no fee when you come in, no fee for any of these services, are you finding that people will just come in more often for things that maybe they wouldn't have bothered with before?
Well, we do have a handful of folks that do that, and you know, that's the fear in starting out, is that you get someone who takes advantage of you, so to speak, and takes advantage of the situation. But to be honest, we don't find that happens very often. And then the other part of this is, by having a 30-minute appointment with the patients, we can usually address all of their questions in one visit, take the time to go ahead and take care of their chronic medical problems and go ahead and address the one or two acute issues that they have going on.
And now I'm also going to guess that membership programs and the direct primary care method, that it's mainly for people who are not in their 60s yet, because once you hit 65, you're on Medicare. Or do you have Medicare patients?
The majority of our patients are under age 65 and don't have Medicare, but we do have patients that do have Medicare. And then lastly, we do have a lot of employers that pay for their employees' memberships or their retirees' memberships. They say, hey, you know, we'd like to offer them some sort of perk working for our company. We may not be able to afford full insurance, or perhaps they already have Medicare. So that's worked out very well. I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or 60 companies that we do that for.
And is that a standard part of this industry business model for direct primary care and membership programs? Is the corporate business? Do you find that a lot of providers in your industry are soliciting business from companies?
I think it's beginning to be a larger trend. Back when we started in 2010, there were only several hundred DPC practices in the country, and now there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 to 1,500 practices, so it's definitely grown. But I'd say in the last 2 to 3 years, there's been a pretty good increase in some of the practices to go after the employers. And I think it makes sense to have a diversified patient panel.
Now, you mentioned that this industry is growing across the country. How is it doing here in South Carolina?
I think that the numbers are definitely going up. In the upstate, there's not as many direct primary care offices. There's one in Anderson, one in Easley, there's one or two in Columbia, there's some in Charleston that we're aware of. So the numbers are certainly going up. To be honest, from a systems perspective, competition is good. It incentivizes us to do a better job. It incentivizes everyone to do a better job to get the costs down. And the other benefit to this is it gives employers and patients options.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Chris McCarthy is co-founder and chief medical officer with Palmetto Proactive Healthcare. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.